Build a Tent. The show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we're going to talk about a request from you guys, social media. But before we do, go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, get great benefits, see exclusive content like a Shotgun Worldview series. It's amazing. Get great discounts and see all the shows that we've been rolling out under the CrossPolitic Studio banner. You will be blessed. Thank you so much for listening, for sharing the show with a friend. We're growing like crazy week over week. It's so encouraging. Thank you very much. Thank you for everyone who's been reaching out, making their recommendations, like talking about social media. That helps so much. Just figure out what direction we want to go with the show and what kind of content you guys want to hear. So love your feedback. Please reach out to me, Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com if you're not the social media type. But you should be, because everyone's on social media. You don't want to be like disconnected from the world, right? So on that note, we're going to be talking about social media today. And this request came from somebody who's going to be starting, I believe it was not a business, but an organization, and they wanted to start promoting on social media. And there's a lot of great things, great documents, great tips, great top 10 lists, things you need to know about social media and all that stuff. So I would really encourage you to do your research, to really Google it. If you don't have that much experience with social media, there are a lot of intricacies that go into each specific platform that you want to be aware of, including demographics and things like that. So do a lot of research before you start spending a lot of time posting and promoting your brand, business, organization, whatever it is, on social media, because you are going to spend a lot of time on social media. It takes a lot of time. Big businesses have teams that manage just one account. They'll have teams that manage the CEO's account. They'll have teams that manage customer support of different Twitter handles. So it's a full-time job. Be prepared to put in the hours. And make sure you do the research so all those hours aren't in vain. So before we get into just the framework and the fundamental understanding of social media, I just want you to be aware that you are going to be posting and you are going to be interacting with your listeners, or your listeners if you're a podcast, or your customers, the people that are subscribing to your channel, whatever it is, whatever platform you are, in different ways. For example, Facebook, videos do really well on Facebook. Twitter, commenting on popular people's Twitter handles does really well, helps you grow a lot. On Instagram, obviously, pictures are really huge there with hashtags. Make sure you are hashtagging as much as you can on Instagram. So that's an example of just three different platforms where you really need to know the specific details of each social media platform and customize your post to that. One post isn't going to work the same for all social media sites. And honestly, I'm still surprised sometimes on some posts that do well on certain platforms and some that don't do well on certain platforms. Sometimes it's just a shock to me. Sometimes it's just a roll of the dice. So do a lot of experimenting, testing around. We're going to get into that in a little bit. And just be prepared to always be learning and adapting to your listeners. And the last thing I want to say is make sure you know your brand and you think through the image that you are going to be portraying on social media and you stick to it. Do you want to talk in a we? Do you want to talk in the I? Do you want to have a community feel? Do you want to have a sarcastic feel? Do you want to have a fight, laugh, feast kind of feel? Do you want to be snarky? Those are all things you need to think about. Think of yourself as a character, and your character is your brand. And that brand needs to be communicated, portrayed in everything you do in these social media sites. Because one of your most valuable assets is the sharing and the comments and the interaction you get from your followers, from your likes, and from all those kinds of things. You're going to need that. And the best way to attract those people that are going to identify with you is if you have a strong brand that they can relate to. So know your brand, know and commit to the communication style that you want to portray in that social media. So the first point I want you to understand is you are not the customer if you are not paying for advertising. Social media sites make their money off of ads. they make their money off of ads because they do such a good job of getting you to put your information on your profile. If you're not paying, you are not the customer, you're the product. That's right, you're the product. And social media sites are trying new ways and better ways of getting you to provide all of your information, collect that information, and put it together in a way where they can package it and sell it to advertisers and make it more effective for advertisers to target the people that they exactly want to target. They do that through your profile information, through what you post, through what you follow, through what you like, through what you retweet, through the pictures that you take. I don't know if you know this, some people don't, that your pictures have information in them. I was looking at someone's video and I saved it to watch it later on my phone, and it put it in the date the video was posted, not when I saved it. And it posted the location of the video, where it was, and all this stuff. So your videos and your pictures are files that have information that these social media sites are taking and reading and repackaging to sell to advertisers so that they can target, the companies that are buying the advertising can target specifically and accurately and get the most bang for their buck. Social media sites are in the business of collecting all of your information and selling it to people so that the buyers will want to buy more ads because of how effective it is. Now, they're not selling your specific information, like they can't find out Matt Williams where he lives and all this stuff, but it's a big data, high level kind of a thing where they're targeting a groups of people with the same characteristics, the same likes, the same location, and things like that. Well, hopefully it's like that. You never know with these social media sites and what we're finding out about them. Now, if you are going to try and build your brand, build your pages, build your following without paying for ads, you need to realize that you are going to just have to put that much more time into posting, to interacting, to commenting, to liking, to following people, and whatever other tricks that you can learn and find and research about, more so than the people that are paying for ads. Social media sites make their money off selling ads. So what does this mean? That means they are going to try as hard as they can to get your stuff to not be seen and not be as effective as if you were paying for those ads. So they are going to hide. They're going to make algorithms that doesn't show your content as much as somebody who was paying for their ads. And this can look differently depending on social media sites, depending on the algorithms. But if there was no advantage to having companies pay for ads, and it was just as easy to build your brand, to get your product advertising out, to reach out to people and find new people to like your page and to share your page and to share your content, if it was just as easy not to pay as it is to pay, then no one would pay. So understand that the companies are making it more advantageous to pay because that's the value that they're providing. They're providing that value to reach their potential clients, the people that are buying ads, their potential clients. So know that you are working against the current. You are running against the wind if you are not going to pay for ads. And you are going to have to make up with that with a strong brand, with reaching out to people and getting people to engage, share your content on their own, which is really difficult to do. Because when someone shares something, they're putting their stamp, their credibility on it. And we've talked about that in past shows and how important credibility is. So you have to earn it, and you're going to be putting in a lot of extra hours. And that goes back to one of the first conversations we had on the show about opportunity cost and understanding value. It might be worth putting in the money instead of spending those hours, extra hours, posting, getting comments, and things like that. Your time worth the extra hours it's going to take that you need to put in on top of the normal time because you're not going to pay. So that's something to think about as well. And the last point I want to talk about is if you are going to pay for ads, you want to make sure that those ads are going to be as high performing as possible. And one of the best ways to do that is A/B testing. And if you are not familiar with A/B testing, I would really encourage you to go read a lot of more material on this, go do some more research on this. It's going to be really valuable for you. And basically what A/B testing is, or at least how I do A/B testing, is I'll take two ads that are completely different and I'll spend a little bit of money, maybe $10, $15 to start, or if you have a larger budget, maybe $100 to start on both of them and post them and see which one performs better. Then after the ads have run, you take the one that's performed the best and you take that one and then you make a duplicate of it and change one small thing. And then you test those again and you see which one does better. And then you start making incremental changes to the one until you get a better and better ad. And then you fully invest in that ad once you feel like you have an optimal ad. And that is how you're gonna get the most bang for your buck in paid advertising, in my opinion. So learn about A/B testing. It's going to be really important, especially when you're doing multiple platforms. Ads are going to perform differently. You might have to run these tests. Actually, you will have to run these tests for each platform because they have different algorithms. They have different demographics. They have different expectations for each platform. So make sure that you are testing before you're spending large amounts of money. That's going to save you money in the long run, and you are going to get a better return on your investment in ads. So that's a high level little philosophy of how I approach social media, how I think about things. I hope that helps. If you have any comments or questions, please reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. And if you have people that you would think would benefit from the social media talk, please share it with them. I'd really appreciate that. It really helps us get the word out. Subscribe to our show Across Politic on iTunes and wherever you find it on Android. And we'll talk to you next week. God bless.